foundations of our life. And from it comes our own personal growth, comes our relationships, comes our love, comes everything in life, comes the healthy us. The healthy person now emerges. Remember something about being a healthy person. You got to keep working on it. You can't just let it go. You can't take it for granted. Because there's still the negative in your life, but you got to keep learning from it. It's developing a new attitude towards it. Let me show you what I mean. When I was a kid growing up in South Camden, my father was a city farmer. And being a city farmer in those days, I'm talking now the late 40s and the early 50s, you know, my father kind of grew everything in the backyard. One thing about my father's soil is my father had very, very, very rich soil, very beautiful soil. One of the jobs my father gave me when I was a kid, a very simple job, was to earn some money. What he would say to me was, take a bucket and a shovel, and whenever the horses would come down the street, whenever you saw the horses take a good, healthy crap, he would say, take the bucket and the shovel, scoop the crap up, put it in, and bring it back to my garden. My father used nothing but horse manure in his garden. He would then take it and nurture his soil and develop his soil. One day my father said to me, Vince, come here. I said, what? He said, pick up a handful of that soil. And I did. And he said, now I want you to taste it. I said, what? You got to be kidding me. Taste it. I envisioned all that manure going into that soil. I said, you want me to taste it? He said, taste it. Well, in those days, you didn't say no to your father. So I tasted the soil. The soil was very rich, very sweet, very black, and very moist. And my father said, all that crap, all that manure you put in there is no longer crap, is no longer manure. It is now healthy, rich, life-giving soil. The lesson I learned from that is this. In life, we have a lot of crap, a lot of manure. And sometimes it overwhelms us. But if we look at life in a positive way, we can look at the crap and the manure and use it positively to transfer it and make it become good, healthy soil for us. The negative things that have happened in our life, the negative aspects of our life, are in reality good and healthy. Because from them comes all of our growth. From that comes our foundations. From it comes our strength. But you know, you got to get to that stage where you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then all of a sudden, you are ready. All of a sudden, you want it. Then you'll never give up. You'll keep struggling. You'll keep working. You'll keep moving forward. You'll move in a positive direction, in a healthy direction. You'll take your time. You'll do it positively and with responsibility. But you'll keep moving and keep growing and keep discovering the gift of you. But letting go of something that is negative is hard. Because even if it's negative, we have built a relationship with it. It's part of our life. And even though it's negative, we realize that it became part of us. It's part of our history. And so now we have to take that history, that negativity, and learn, grow from it, discover from it, use it as the fertilizer, discover the new beautiful part of us, to make our life become more positive and more special, to develop a new area, new relationships in life. That's the beautiful part of recovery and the good soil. Did you ever walk through Center City in Philadelphia or any other place and notice a construction site? Usually when they're going to build a great big skyscraper, the first thing they do is they come in and they put a great big fence up around this big piece of ground they're going to work on. Next thing they do is they dig a great big deep hole. And as you walk by every day going to work, you have the little peepholes in the fence, and you walk by and you look in and you keep saying to yourself, what are they doing? They've been down here for 3 months, all these little men running around this great big hole. You wonder, what are they doing? When's this building going to go up? What's taking so long? Well, you see, all of a sudden one day you walk by and you see the walls of the building going up, everything else goes up real fast. And you remember something. Those men spent those 3 or 4 months down in that hole developing the foundation. Once you develop the foundation, the rest of it goes up real nice. In our program, we have a very special foundation. The foundation is the 12 steps. The 12 spiritual steps of recovery. Those 12 steps are the most beautiful foundation of life.